Well, it should come as no surprise, but America's presidential race dominated the country's political news in 2016, including here in Wisconsin. Donald Trump defied the polls and won the state. In addition, the year ushered in a second term for Republican Senator Ron Johnson. WUWM's Marty Michelson is here to join us and recap some of the year's bigger political stories. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Rachel.
So the election activity started right away and brought plenty of surprises.
Yes, the presidential candidates began coming early and often before Wisconsin's April primary. One of them on the Republican side was Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
If there are needs in the labor force and American workers not available to do it, that's where legal immigration should come in.
Cruz ended up winning the Wisconsin primary. He was favored by many leading Republicans here. On the Democratic side, UW-Milwaukee hosted a debate between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Sanders was popular on campus.
If there is a large voter turnout, if the people of Wisconsin are prepared to stand up and help lead this country to a political revolution, we're going to win.
And indeed, Sanders won the state primary. Hillary Clinton never again returned to Wisconsin to campaign.
Okay, so now let's pick up the year with Donald Trump. He left the pollsters scratching their heads when he won Wisconsin in November.
Well, Trump consistently trailed Hillary Clinton in the polls, yet didn't give up. He held rallies in Waukesha, West Bend, and Green Bay, and repeatedly vowed to turn Wisconsin red.
On November 8th, we're going to win this state. We're going to win back the White House. We're going to make America great again, believe me.
Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin talked about why the survey showing Hillary Clinton with a sustained lead in Wisconsin turned out to be wrong.
In the exit poll for Wisconsin, 14% of voters said they decided in the last week how to vote. And they went for Trump 58-31, a really remarkably lopsided late decision.
And one person who swept into office with Trump was Republican Senator Ron Johnson.
Yes, and that race also stumped the pollsters. Johnson's opponent, former Democratic Senator Russ Feingold, jumped out to a double-digit lead way back in 2015. Johnson thanked his supporters in Oshkosh on election night and outlined priorities for his second term.
As Americans, as Wisconsinites, we really do share the same goal. We all want a safe, prosperous, secure Wisconsin, America.
What were some of the other noteworthy political developments of 2016?
Well, of course, there was the historic recount in Wisconsin, which yielded an additional 130 votes for Donald Trump. Also, a federal court threw out Republican-drawn legislative district boundaries, saying they amounted to an unconstitutional gerrymander. That issue remains alive. And the U.S. Supreme Court refused to restart John Doe 2, an investigation into whether Governor Walker's 2012 recall campaign illegally coordinated with outside groups. The High Court's decision effectively ended the probe.
So what kind of political stories, then, are we looking towards for 2017?
Well, the first order of business will be for state leaders to adopt a new two-year budget, and the biggest issue inside will be transportation and how to plug a $1 billion hole. Also, stay tuned to learn whether Governor Walker will run for a third term.
Okay, thank you very much, Marty.
You're welcome.